This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A new study warns climate change has increased the risk of plague in the western U.S. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Scientists looked at animal and human plague cases going back to the 1950s and modeled the conditions behind its spread. It found rodent communities living at higher elevations are now 40% more likely to harbor the disease. That's largely thanks to climate change. As a result, humans are more likely to contract it from those animals. The study found people face the greatest risk around the Four Corners region. That's also where Colorado health authorities confirmed a child died of plague last summer, marking the state's first death in more than 6 years. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
State funding is now available to help communities prepare for the closing of mines and power plants. CPR's Miguel Otarola has the details.
Communities with coal mines or coal-fired power plants can now apply for $6 million approved by the state earlier this year. They include counties south of Grand Junction as well as Morgan and Pueblo counties. The largest share could go to the Yampa Valley, which has several coal mines. The Colorado Office of Just Transition says the money can be used to prepare local economies as the fossil fuel is phased out, which for many communities could be at the end of the decade. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News. As for the weather today, it has been a cloudy afternoon across much of the Front Range. Denver right now is overcast at 41 degrees, and there's a slight chance of snow this evening. I wouldn't get too excited about it if you're anticipating a lot, though. Stay tuned.